is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Burnaby, BC. Check out our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at CJSF 90.1 FM to learn more about us.
Live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
We are.
Definitely.
Now that the Rockford Files got moved to 4 a.m.
They moved the Rockford Files?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
You know what I miss?
Columbo. What do you miss? Yeah.
Columbo. If Columbo were on at 2 a.m., he'd beat us.
Yeah, he would.
But he's not.
Yeah, so we're still number
we're
one.
Still the best.
Yeah, exactly.
We're better than that infomercial on Glass.
Yeah, but are we better than the ShamWow?
No, but he's not on anymore.
That's true. I think he's in prison
or
something.
He beat up some hookers or something?
Yeah, something. Yeah,
something like that.
I think he's in jail.
He didn't have me representing him, so.
Well, there you go.
He went away.
Let's have a commercial for Justin's Law Firm.
There you go.
Thank you.
right in the toilet. 48 seconds. That's a new record. Well, this is Made Man Bob joining me today. Our good old boy, Justin.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here. Yeah. Drinking all this good wine.
Yeah, life is pretty good.
Yeah.
And Made
Have
Man
you
boy.
Been accused of beating up hookers?
Oh, happy day. Thank you for a beautiful spread in the basement today, Bob.
And him.
That'd be good old boy Harmeet. And thank you, Bob. And it's not the basement now. It's the wine cellar.
Something like that. Yeah. So,
still damp and dank and drippy.
No, that's just...
Yes. That sounds like something...
That's just your dating profile.
This is coming
profile.
From the urologist. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he has on his Tinder profile. Yeah. All right, so today's episode is a wine episode, and all our Sips episodes are about wine, coffee, tea, spirits, tea, whatever you can possibly drink. Today we've got some lovely wines. We've got from Post and Beam, we've got their 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon. From Palmas, we have their 2017 Louise Riesling, their 2017 Amalia Chardonnay, the Palmas 2018 Cabernet Sauvignon, the Palmas 2016 Cabernet Sauvignon, and the 2016 Florencia Muscat Canelli. So let's have Justin do our Sips ratings for us.
So today we have the Yacht Rock guy who's come off the boat because it's a very nice wine day.
Once. Yeah, surprisingly, I can relate. I like the Yacht Rock guy. Keep
I'm,
going.
I'm sure you probably can. He sounds like he's on Quaaludes or something.
One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
Water.
Bring water. Two sips. Nice, but what else do you have?
Well, isn't that nice?
Three sips.
Interesting.
That was good.
What was this again?
I like that one. You should keep the Yacht Rock guy in the repertoire.
Four sips.
Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
That's classified.
Thank you.
I'm just like it because it sounds like a lot of his customers.
Bill Cosby used to shop at my store, so the Quaalude guy just totally works.
You get any dating tips from him? Yeah, probably.
buy the. I used to sell them the really good vodka. I think I may be an accessory.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Covers up the flavor of the medication.
Yeah.
You going to do five?
Five sips.
Five, 10 years.
Are you going to do five?
Yes.
Yeah.
He just started drinking. He forgot.
Five sips.
Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
There's five things to do.
Four out of five ain't bad.
Four out of five ain't bad. Thank you, Maury.
I'm really pleased with
Justin's
performance.
He's not a baseball player. Come on, man.
I made 80% of the way through. That's like it could be.
That was Thurston Howell III on some downers. I like that.
It's going to be one of those days, isn't it? Well,
who's doing the first wine?
We're going to have Maury tell us about the first wine, so go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Post and Beam is based in Napa Valley, named for the simple yet elegant barns that dot the American landscape. Just think about that.
Why'd you look at Justin when you said simple? That was mean. That was mean.
It was instinctive. I don't know.
Look at
Somebody's marketing firm got that line.
Yeah, that was mean. Look at harm when you say that. Come on.
The winery is part of the Farniente family of wineries and vineyards, joining Farniente, Dolce, Nickel and Nickel, En Route, and Bella Union, led by veteran winemaker Michael Accurso, who had previously spent 4 years at Goldeneye Winery, first as assistant winemaker before rising to the title of winemaker.
Oh, that's a cool winery.
Yes.
They got this big giant thing on the roof and it shoots beams up to a satellite. Oh, we're on Goldeneye. Never mind. Sorry.
Thank you.
You are so broken.
Broken does not begin to describe him.
Everything is not James Bond related.
Oh, actually, there will be more James Bond related stuff coming up.
Yeah, it definitely will be.
The first wine today will be the Post and Beam Cabernet Sauvignon 2019. It is 100% Cabernet Sauvignon, and it comes in at -% ABV. The 2019 growing season began with late spring rains during flowering and fruit set. Cover crops between the vines flourished, putting rich nutrients into the soil. The fruit set itself was lighter than usual, resulting in an exceptional concentration and retention of flavor and aromas in the clusters. Mild fall temperatures allowed fruit to mature fully without being overly tannic nor overly ripe. 2019 was an excellent vintage overall that will continue to impress wine lovers and collectors for years to come.
By the way, Hyphen Boy, they put this in the smallest writing I've ever seen on any bottle of wine. And the color contrast between the pale cream color of the label and the gold of the writing is almost nil. I had to zoom in with my camera. 14.5% ABV.
Thank you.
The
I didn't bring my glasses, so thank
Might
you
just
for
be that
me.
You're old. You ever think about that?
Yeah, it's just that his eyes are old. Yeah.
But this is what they put on the bottle. I think they get 0.5% leeway in California. I'm guessing this is way closer to 15.
Yeah, this is not shy. Anyway, the wine's got a beautiful, deep garnet color. On the nose, there's lots of ripe fruit, raspberry, black cherry, a little spice, hint of oak. Palate's got a nice medium body with soft tannins, red fruit flavors, some black currant, some black cherry, a little cedar, hint of minerality. I thought the finish was short, but pleasant. I thought it was a really nice wine. I think for the price point, coming from the Nickel and Nickel group, I thought the wine is extremely well made. It was pleasant, easy drinking. I liked it quite a lot. What'd you think, Justin?
I'm just sitting there listening to him talk, and I'm like, this is exactly how she described him to her mother the first time she brought him home. The finish is short, but it's okay.
So Farniente, their whole line, to me, is known for like deep, dark fruit in the mid palate and a really good oily mouthfeel. This Post and Beam's a little bit of a departure from those characteristics. There's
It's really profound, Justin. Perhaps the most profound thing I've heard from you in quite some time.
Thank you.
Don't worry, it's getting ready to go downhill.
He sounds sarcastic, but he's right.
It's getting ready to go downhill.
So what separates this from the other products that I've had from Farniente is there's a minerality on the side palate that permeates this, and it has a shorter finish. But we were talking before the show that it was very similar to Camus, and it really is, except for the minerality. But well, I enjoy it. It's kind of refreshing.
It's their riper version. It's their fruit bomb. Because, you know, yeah. Farniente is known for like 10 or 12 different vineyards that they own. I'm not sure how many. What we bring to Florida is much less than they actually produce. But they're all about single vineyard Cabernets.
Right.
Or Chardonnay.
Yeah, their wine club's got a lot of them.
This is a blend from all different vineyards. And to me, it's a straight shot at Camus.
Yeah.
They're coming in higher, riper, more fruity. This is not your typical Farniente. That's why they made a new winery called Post and Beam for this one.
Yep.
That's why Justin used that $2 word. It was a departure from their typical style.
I like that people are quoting the simple guy.
That's 50 cents.
What'd you think, Bob?
I just think he was reading his old SAT prep book. I think that's what he was doing, because he's using multi-syllabic words, which I'm pretty sure is going to hurt him in the end.
Not if I'm paid by the hour. Well, you know,
there's a first for everything. This is the first time I've heard a multi-syllabic word from Justin.
It's got a beautiful nose to it. It's a lot of blackberries, dark cherry. Got some nice oak to it. The body on it. It's got a nice soft body to it, but I mean, there's some weight there. Black cherries, the minerality definitely comes through. You can tell, you can taste the soil in this one. Pick up a little bit of hint of the oak on the back palate and the finish. Finish for me, medium to medium long.
It's soft and fleshy, almost verging on flabby. I'm sorry. I don't, you're giving it too much.
Well, who's talking about flabby?
Oh, whatever.
I mean, the pot calling the kettle black. Jesus.
Don't take it personal. Yeah. This is in the style of Camus. I don't particularly like that. It's,
well, nobody cares what
too
you
fleshy,
like.
It's fleshy. It's too juicy. This is California fruit bomb.
Nobody cares what you like, though.
Whatever. Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Hey, and we're back, and welcome to this episode of Flabby Harm trying to work off his flab.
Okay, I don't take it personally. I'm probably, well, you know, until Justin started losing weight, I was probably the least flabby person here. But Justin's starting to look good now, despite that t-shirt.
He's taken. I'm just saying, back off. Saying.
No, but he's got lawyer money.
Look, we know you're lonely, okay? We understand you're lonely.
You can't afford me, Harmy. Yeah,
no. I've traveled with him before. You know, you can't afford his taste. Number one, he's very expensive. Number two, you're cheap. So yeah, those two things don't go together.
I'm very cheap, and he's high maintenance.
Oh, yeah, he's very high maintenance.
Very high maintenance.
Yeah, yeah. He's like...
Champagne dreams.
Oh, yes. It's like Beverly Hills Housewives level. Yeah. You just back away. This is not for you.
All right, fine. I think you guys, frankly, look, you guys are all talking this wine up. It's not my style.
Let's go. It's fine. But, you know, and again, it's not you know, not everybody's style is everybody's style. I mean, we do that on our whiskey shows.
I'm not saying it's not popular.
No, no.
I'm sure this is definitely...
No. Well, it's the same, thing when we do the whiskey episodes. You know, there's some that will drink and that...
And there's some people that don't appreciate fine whiskey.
Yeah. And you'll try it and you'll go, you know, I don't get it, you know, but, you know, that's if it's not for you, it's not for you, you know. I mean, you're wrong, but it's not for you.
Whatever. Right. I'm right. This is a California fruit bomb.
And oh, it absolutely is.
It's soft and finishes short.
Yeah, that's fine. Right. I like it. So
only 75% of you in the audience are going to like it. Mm-hmm. So if you're that 1 out of 4, don't buy this.
Hey. We're going to do this way. If 25% of the audience actually likes him for once, that's a huge bump in his popularity.
That's a step up.
I mean, that's like 23.5% increase. So, yeah. Anyway, we're going to be rating the Post and Beam Cabernet 2019 four sips.
What? Yeah. How did you get that higher rating? You guys are insane.
That's because we all had a much higher rating than you.
Farniente makes better wines than this.
There's nothing wrong with this wine, Harm.
Different wines.
Yeah, doesn't matter. Different wines.
I just want to shout out to the Vodka Vineyard.
Well, look at it this way. We let you in the basement, and your mother makes far better children than you. But we let you in anyway, right?
I love that.
So zip it.
Fine.
Where is Jasmine when we need her to confirm?
There you go.
Oh, God, Lord, please. Are you kidding?
Maury, you talk about the next wine so I can just heal from these burns.
Now, well, Bob's going to talk about the next wine because he can.
Bob's doing it? Right,
yeah,
sorry.
It's Bob. It's okay.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the script. Just do whatever. Yeah. All right, so our next wines the rest of our wines are coming from the Palmas Vineyards in Napa. So wine has been made at the current site of the Palmas Vineyards as far back as the 1880s when Henry Hagen purchased a parcel of land in Napa and founded the Cedar Knoll Vineyard and Winery. Hagen became one of the true pioneers in the valley with his wines featured at the San Francisco Opera House and even winning a silver medal for his brandy at the Exposition Universelle in Paris in 1889 at the World's Fair. With the arrival of Prohibition, the winery was closed, as most were, and the property laid dormant. In 1945, Dr. Julio Palmas was born in Argentina. He moved to California in the 70s after finishing his medical degree to pursue a research career at UC Davis. And then one day while he was attending a lecture, he had an idea that after years of research and experimentation resulted in his development of the Palmas Schutz Balloon Expandable Stent, which is used to support blood vessels and prevent blockages. So every time a fat guy has to go in the hospital and has an artery dilated, this is the guy that's keeping him alive.
My father is skinny, but he has a stent because of a congenital issue. So skinny guys, too.
It could be just...
He saved my dad's life.
It could just be the stress of dealing with you, but...
Yeah. Could be stress, yeah. Could be stress.
So Dr. Palmas' life-saving stents are placed in over 1 million patients every single year across planet Earth. So, yahoo. In the 1990s, he realized a dream when he purchased the former Hagen property and began the process of building the Palmas Winery and Vineyards. And the result is a 600-acre estate with 64 acres of vineyards. It's an amazing winery because it's entirely underground, 18 stories from top to bottom, and it's 100% gravity flow. So the grapes go in at the top, they go through an optical sorter, they drop down into the fermenters, which are in this big circle in this huge domed room, all underground. And all the computer screens project up on the ceiling. It looks like a Bond villain's lair. It's really the coolest thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And then it goes from fermenters down and down and down and down to the bottling line, which is on the bottom. So a pump never hits any of their wine. It's never put under any pressure. It's 100% gravity fed.
It's easier on the grapes. So. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a very, very, very cool vineyard and a very cool winery. At the heart of the winery is the fermentation dome, which I mentioned. There's 24 vats. They're on wheels. And as one fills, then they rotate and an empty one comes in underneath the optical sorter. So it is remarkable. And Florencia, who runs the place with her brother Christian is the computer guy, and that winery is the most computer advanced winery I think I've ever seen. They have a flight training school that flies over their property. I think it's like three or four times a week. And they have a camera, infrared camera mounted on this plane. So like every two or three days, they get a new infrared shot of all their vineyards. So they can literally track individual vines, which ones are in need of water, which ones are getting too much water, which ones are getting too much sun, which are not getting enough sun. I mean, their technology is down to that level. So it's thermal imaging, high-tech computers, and some of the most high-tech equipment you've ever seen. So very, very interesting place.
Bob is in love with the Bond villains who own this place.
Oh, not only that, it's like pharmaceutical-grade clean. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a very, very, very cool winery. If you're ever in the Valley and you've got the time, definitely go check it out. So we're going to start off with the first wine from them, which is the Palmas 2017 Louise Riesling, 100% whole cluster pressed Riesling, cold fermented at 45 degrees, 13.2% ABV, and 1,096 cases of this one were produced.
For our European listeners, that's 45 degrees Fahrenheit, which is actually cold. 45 degrees Celsius would be intensely hot.
You think people are listening to that? Oh, good Lord, come on. Nobody's listening to us. Come on.
No, it is.
It's got a beautiful nose on it. It is just your typical Alsatian-style Riesling. It's got that beautiful minerality to it, that slaty, dusty stones with a little bit of just that little bit of tart fruit on top. On the palate, peaches, honeysuckle, a beautiful lemon peel. It's got a nice acidity to it. We were discussing before, and if you'd have told me that this was an Alsatian Riesling, I would 100% believe you. This does not taste like most California Rieslings that I've had. So
No, it doesn't taste like California. It doesn't taste like Washington.
No.
It tastes like Alsace.
Yeah. I mean,
great minerality.
Absolutely pretty wine. What'd you think, Arm?
What you said. I mean,
I guess we're moving on.
Straw color. The nose is whetstone, a little bit of petrol, a little bit of peach. And then you get closer, a little bit of honeysuckle coming in. That petrol note's there. That reminds me of that Alsatian wine. And it's gorgeous. It's maybe not as minerally as Alsatian wine, but the minerality is there. The lemon, the peaches. It's gorgeous. Justin?
This Riesling's begging for a can of sour cream Pringles to be eaten with it. And then my life would be complete. What did you think, Maury?
Well, okay, after there that you go. Verbose description, it's really hard to follow. So yeah. Let me try. I thought Bob and Harm nailed it. I think everything you've said is right there. The minerality is delicious. It's, like you said, maybe a hair less than maybe an Alsatian, but nonetheless, you'd be hard-pressed to differentiate it. Love the acidity, love the white peach, the honeysuckle on the palate. It's very well balanced. It's got a hint of sweetness, but it's definitely not cloying or overly sweet.
No, it's got a good acidity to carry it on.
This is Alsace-Lorraine. This is,
correct.
You know, Eastern France, Western Germany. This is not Rhine. Yeah, this is not Moselle. This is
exactly Alsace. But I still think this would pair beautifully with some spicy food. It'd go well with some Indian cuisine. It'd go really well with some nice pork buns and some
I don't know where he came up with dumplings. Sour cream Pringles.
You notice that? I don't know. I chose to ignore that. I can't believe you repeated that.
Spicy Chinese or some nice Indian food. This would be perfect.
Have you noticed how no matter what we've drunk, he keeps coming back? This would go well with pork buns.
Szechuan. This would go good with some Szechuan Chinese food.
No, you know what? This
his mother took away pork buns at a critical stage of his development.
Thai green curry,
which just permeates his life.
That as well. I just think that this is a really nice wine. I thought for what it hit, checked every box for what it was supposed to be.
Oh yeah,
definitely
good stuff.
Yeah, and again, if I put this in an unmarked bottle, you would never in a million years guess where it came from. Never.
Well, the bottle looks like an Alsatian bottle. Mm. They were true to form on that.
But absolutely lovely. So we are going to be rating the Palmas 2017 Louise Riesling. A well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So Justin's going to tell us about our next wine.
So the next wine we're going to talk about is Palmas 2017 Amalia Chardonnay. It's 100% barrel fermented Chardonnay, aged Surly's for 7 months. 75% new French oak. It's 14.5% alcohol by volume. There's 1,507 cases produced. On the nose, I got hibiscus, honeysuckle. I got like a really nice sourdough bread nose to it. On the palate, lemon, vanilla, and grilled papaya. The finish is long and very fruity. And I really like this a lot. I would have this with like fish or pork. What do you think, Bob?
It's a lovely Chardonnay. It is definitely... It's definitely on the fruity side as opposed to the buttery side. The tropical fruit really comes out. There on tasting notes, they have grilled papaya. I don't know if I'm getting papaya or I'm getting mango, but I'm definitely getting that tropical fruit vibe. I'm definitely getting some citrus on it, some lemon peel, maybe a little bit of bitter orange. On the nose, I'm getting flowers, honeysuckle, and again, that citrus note that comes of our... You know, it's very crisp. It's got a nice acidity to it.
Not very crisp.
No, not very.
No, it's got the good acidity to cut... I wouldn't call it crisp.
You got anything else to add, Mr. Happy?
I got lots to add.
I got a few things to add.
That was the only thing I disagreed with you, man. Everything else is fine. I actually like this wine much better as it's warmed up.
Yeah.
When it was colder, I was not a big fan. Right now, that French brioche note is coming out. That's beautiful, toasty brioche, a little butter, orange peel, and honeysuckle definitely are there on the nose. And the palate is unctuous. You can tell it's spent all that time Surly, which is on the yeast, gives that wonderful mouthfeel. 7 months, that's quite some time.
And it gives you that backbone.
Beautiful oily mouthfeel, lots of vanilla on the palate. Normally, I'm not a fan of papaya because I'm allergic to papaya, but that tropical fruit note's there. It tastes great. I was surprised. I'm enjoying it much more now than when we first poured it.
Mental note to self, sir, papaya at the next tasting.
Oh, sorry, we're out of EpiPens today.
How are you doing on this?
Plot was launched.
I agree with Harm. I think there actually is a hint of oak that gives it a little bit of a backbone as well. It's hard to sort out whether the backbone's coming from the lees or from the oak or a little bit of both, but it's definitely got some more structure. It's definitely got a bigger, rounder profile than some of the other wines.
Yeah, that comes from both oak and the lees, but I think that mouthfeel to me, it says all about Surly aging.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a nice wine. I think it's well made. I have nothing, no inherent flaws.
I guess that's it.
It
just drops it there. Okay. Wordy today, aren't we? All right. Well, we're going to be rating the Palmas 2017 Amalia Chardonnay four sips.
Really?
That's classified.
That's what I had.
I thought we agreed on three.
I thought
it got better.
It got better. For me, it wasn't a four sipper, but there was nothing inherently wrong with it.
If this is the style you like, this is definitely four sips. But for me, that papaya brings it away. I downgrade it because of the papaya. That tropical. I mean, I do like tropical notes on Chardonnay sometimes. This one, it's like trigger warning, dude, papaya.
I just didn't feel like it was as balanced as some of the other things we've had. It just didn't have the same cohesiveness and balance. That's all. It had highlights.
He's already given it four sips. We can't change his mind. We're just looking at him.
I think they're wrong. What do you think?
I think Harmeet has the soul of a 14-year-old girl.
Yeah.
He's easily hurt.
Yeah. And if the cops ever find out where he's keeping her, yeah, he's going to jail.